This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Joe Cotton Ford, Ray Kaplan, and Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's Dane Neal and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Wow, how did that happen? 720 WGN, it is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We are in for the irreplaceable David Hochberg, who is out for the day. And we've got a great show on tap for you to kind of go around the room really quick. And our all-stars, Ray Kaplan, student loan lawyer. She is in studio, Tracy Kahn with Joe Cotton Ford. He is here. Janelle Iacchino from Rose Pest Solutions. She is here. And the incomparable Joe Hogel with Mega Pros. He is here as well. We're going to talk about a lot of different topics, current events, all sorts of things with them and you. 312-981-7200 for the Mega Pros photo, text, and photo line. You can get in on the show. But first, Elwood buddy, how many miles is it to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago. Here's David Hochberg.
And now we're back.
No need to correct it.
And that, so for those people that are here, of course, they're in tune directly with the David Hochberg hotline. As you guys talk oftentimes about home makeovers, apparently David is doing a Hochberg makeover. That's what you mentioned, Joe.
He started plastic surgery about a week and a half ago.
Is that true?
Is that true?
Not that he needed
pounds.
It. He is a generally handsome man.
He lost 57
right?
pounds. I'm sure you've heard that.
Is that true? That's amazing.
He did his teeth, and now he's doing all kind of plastic surgery.
Brazilian butt lift. Yep.
Yeah.
You got to look good from all angles. It's right. One of those things.
But he's going to lift it up really high, like right to the back of his neck.
So it'll last.
It's a different thing. Well, yeah, it'll last a while.
Well, I got to say, though, for a radio show, this only makes sense because David's been a long time career in radio. This radio show has more cameras than any other show I'm aware of.
Yes. And that's why he's doing all this.
Well, we wish him all the luck of the world healing up and looking his best for the next episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago. So let's go around the room and for the people listening, kind of introduce everybody and just a little bit on what you guys are going to be talking about today as we get into some of those segments throughout the show. So Ray Kaplan, welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago again.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
And then what are you going to kind of focus on today? Like, what are people going to stay tuned for?
There's so much going on in the world of student loans right now. The Biden administration is contemplating a big sweeping forgiveness of federal student loans, and they already have given actually quite a bit of forgiveness. I think it's about $18 billion. They just announced another kind of sweeping forgiveness for people who went to, I think it's a Marinello beauty school. All of their loans are going to be forgiven.
Wow.
So there's a lot on the agenda, and also just talking about how parents can plan to finance their kids' educations, because it's around that time of year where people start to panic a little bit about how are we going to handle where our kids are going to school in the fall. So we want to give some good tips for parents.
People are planning ahead more than ever. I know. So we've got a freshman in high school. He's just, you know, getting through to the third part of like his freshman year. He's already getting college things in the mail.
Oh, yeah. Actually, the sooner you can plan, the better, just because it'll take away a lot of the stress. And I think if people understood how the federal loan system worked, then it would make this whole process of getting into college, going to college, more fun and less stressful for families.
I'm excited to hear about it. Janelle Iacchino with Rose Pest Solutions. Just as, you know, it's spring, right? And the world is coming to life with the daffodils, but also the evil bugs of the world, right? So what are we going to hear about? Okay. And the good ones. So, okay.
No,
so
they're not all bad. They have a purpose.
So what are we going to hear about?
So today I want to debunk the myths that termites don't exist in Chicago, because they do. And our staff is finding them almost daily.
Is it like a secret termite society or something?
No, but like people don't understand that they're subterranean. So just because we don't see them doesn't mean that they don't exist. So I want to talk a little bit about that and how some of this weather is causing random explosions of ants.
Whoa! I've got like a personal story about that happened just when I was excited to know that you were going to be here. So we'll get some advice. I'm sure there's other listeners as well. Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford, you're in here. You know, the roadways packed with people all the time. What are you going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to Joe's heart, Section 179. It's depreciation on vehicles over 6,000 pounds.
I thought everything was going up.
Well, that's good.
Oh, I mean, well, not at Joe Cotton Ford, obviously. The yes. best deals you can get.
That's like your third joke you told today. You know that, right?
I'm sorry. It's, okay. Well, it's no, early. That's good. We're waiting for sushi. Joe Hogle is here, and he is monitoring the jokes and also the home improvement over at Mega Pros. Joe, what are we going to talk about today?
Anything that you text in or ask a question. I will tell you a hot topic right now at Mega is, can I remove that wall? So to
it sounds like a game show.
It does. Can we play that?
What kind of is a game show?
The answer is always yes. The question is, how much money do you have? Like, so it can get expensive if there's mechanicals to move and that kind of thing. So, but if you have any questions about removing a wall, if you have any questions about a kitchen or bath, anytime.
We'll be here, 312-981-7200, the Mega Pros phone, text, and photo line. You can send a picture of the wall or the bug or your student, right? Your future student, of course.
Your Ford, your Bronco.
Your Bronco is always great and very photogenic. We'll have all that more. It's Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be back right after this, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
95-year-old man with circulation challenges. That's Don Kleppen.
I'm just getting ready for later in life.
I thought it was like a shirt that looked like a flannel shirt because I'm like, what complete knucklehead is going to be wearing a flannel shirt when it's 95 degrees out and the heat index is like 370?
I would just like to point out that in this newsroom, it is not the 95 degrees that it is outside.
I support Don because I'd rather be comfortable for 5 or 6 hours.
Well, nobody asked you, Joe. Stay out of this, okay?
Oh, God forbid common sense prevail on this show.
We have no room for common sense.
We have no common sense.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
720 WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago. Daniel here with you, in for Dave Hochberg until 1 p.m., and we're going to be highlighting all of the all-stars in studio with us today, starting out with Ray Kaplan. She's a student loan lawyer, and we mentioned it early on that is, you know, earlier and earlier, people are starting to kind of either make plans or take steps or try to prepare for, you know, for their future, right? And oftentimes, there's costs with that.
Yes, I think it's one of the most important things that parents can do if you have teenagers and you're pretty sure that they're going to be going to college. It really makes sense to start to investigate. And that's really what my firm does, is we create a customized plan and strategy so that, let's say, a family with two children in their teens, one's getting ready to go to college in a year or two. And if we have some kind of an idea of where they're thinking about going to school, then we can figure out how exactly to finance their education so that if they do get into the school of their choice, that the parents don't panic, because a lot of times what we see is nobody makes a plan until after the kids have gotten into their school of choice, and then the parents get this, you know,
they kind of scramble
shock
on how to, yeah, like, how do we do
my
this?
God, it's $50,000 a year, how are we going to do this? And they make bad decisions based on, you know, a panic moment. So they'll take out money from their 401k and then have a huge tax hit. That's something we don't recommend. They'll also take private loans out, which for the most part I don't recommend. If we have a choice between federal loans and private loans, we almost always recommend the federal loans. And there's a lot of confusion out there about, are we going to qualify? Because a lot of kids only qualify for a little bit in terms of their own federal student loans and federal student aid. And then, so let's say they qualify for $6,000 and tuition is actually $50,000. So somebody's got to come up with that deficit, that balance. And that's where those federal Parent PLUS loans come in, really handy.
As you plan in advance and you think about, okay, you can identify some of these, like the choice schools and maybe the cost bracket that each one of those might be in. But how do they determine eligibility for some of the loans? Because, you know, there's I'm sure listeners out there that maybe the parents have dollars, but they've told the kid, you're on your own, or we're not paying for that. It isn't always a given the parents will, you know, be in that financial qualification picture.
That's right. So there are rules that the Department of Education together with the schools follow. So parents and kids have to fill out something called FAFSA. That's the free application for student aid. And that's where essentially if your child is under the age of 24, the Department of Ed considers that child to be a dependent, almost no matter what you say, unless you go through a formal legal emancipation where you show that your kid is not
is
your
that
dependent.
So maybe in advance you're like, let's make you destitute, or at least appear that way on paper.
Maybe, because then the kid will qualify for a little bit more in their own financial aid. But there are ways where you don't have to take those kinds of drastic measures. So basically, the information in FAFSA is going to provide the Department of Ed with the numbers that they need to apply a formula, which is called Estimated Rate of Family Contribution. And based on that formula, the Department of Ed, together with the school, is going to decide, okay, here's what this student borrower is going to qualify for. And for most families, it's not going to be enough to cover tuition. So then there's that question, okay, now what? How do we cover the rest of tuition? And let's say that the student isn't getting scholarships, or they're just not in a position. There are a lot of good scholarships out there, and I do want listeners to know that you do have to talk to the financial aid officer and make an appointment, discuss this with them, because most schools have billions of dollars in their funds, and they have funds available to give to students. So they have these huge endowment funds, and students don't know to ask for them. Parents don't know to ask for them. And if you don't ask, you're not going to get it. But we've even had clients where students have their computers break down, and you can go into the financial aid office and they have money set aside for that, where they'll give you money for a new computer if you need it. And you can bring your broken down laptop in and say, can you guys help me out? And most of the time they will.
If you've got any questions, if the listeners do, on student loans, 312-981-7200. We're talking with Ray Kaplan. She is the student loan lawyer. You always hear those stories, and whether it's this, subject or area or another, that there's a lot of dollars that may be available that people just don't know about. Is that part of what it is that you're suggesting, is that you never know, as much as it's daunting and people may try to like put it off or ignore it or just hope that they'll get that scholarship, right?
Right.
That there's a lot of money out there that people aren't claiming.
Absolutely. And people don't seem to know about federal student loans, exactly kind of how the system works. But again, federal Parent PLUS loans are a great tool. The big question there is who should be the federal Parent PLUS loan borrower? And that's an analysis that we have to do in the office, because a lot's going to depend on the income of the borrower. Sometimes, most of the time, you want the parent who's making the least amount of money to be the federal Parent PLUS loan borrower, because the payment is going to be based on that person's income, not the family's income, under the current statute. And I don't think that they're going to be changing that section of the statute, but there's a carve out where you don't have to include your spouse's income for purposes of calculating that payment. So very often, just because you have $200,000 in federal student loans doesn't mean you're going to pay back $200,000. You may only have to pay back $50,000 over 10 years or 20 years. And then the balance is forgiven by operation of statute. So people don't know that the forgiveness is kind of built into the statute, and they think that federal student loans are like every other type of debt, but they're not. They're very unique. It's a very unique type of debt.
Is there anything, of course, nobody knows what the future is and how successful or lucrative the career. In fact, there's been, a lot of news that said that a lot of, college graduates aren't able to find work, in a certain specific area. Is it kind of built in that if you don't get that really great, super high paying dream job, that there's a contingency that comes in and helps you with the loan?
Yes. So under the statute, there's an income based repayment plan. And let's say you're just not able to find a job, or you have to work part time or something where you're really struggling. Many people are eligible for a $0 monthly payment, and that payment counts as a payment. You're considered current and in good standing. There's no negative ramifications on your credit report. So there is just so much flexibility built in. That's different than private student loans, though. If you take out private student loans, there is no such thing as an income-based repayment plan. The payment is the payment no matter what happens. You're stuck with it. If you're working, if you're not working, there's no getting out of it. So folks listening out there, try to take out federal student loans. There's really no reason to go to private loans for the most part.
We're talking with Ray Kaplan, the student loan lawyer here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. When we come back from the break, let's talk a little bit about that, because not only is the cost changed, you know, completely from, let's say, when all of us, you know, went to college, but also just the, you know, just the landscape of what is happening out there on the repayments. And of course, it's all in the news about the student loan repayments and all the forgiveness. And we'll talk about it when we come back, but I'm surprised at how just polarizing it is, because people who have done everything sort of, I don't want to say by the book, feel sort of they're jaded because of, you know, all of the programs in place to support the people who aren't.
Right. I paid my loan, so why is somebody else going to get away with not paying their loans? For sure. Yeah, I get it.
Yep. When we come back, we're going to continue.
Dan, you went to college.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yes.
For what?
Communications.
Good job.
University of Wisconsin Whitewater.
You nailed it.
Well, here's this is a great case in point. So, University of Wisconsin Whitewater, I was a resident in Wisconsin, and I think the in-state tuition per semester was like $1,500.
Wow.
I mean, it was, and this is like in the 90s, so it wasn't like a million years ago, but it's like now, even in-state there now, I think it's probably like $10,000 a year. I mean, it's like changed so much. I mean, maybe it's like eight. I don't know. I gotta.
Oh yeah, they've gone up enormously.
Yeah. So I mean, it's something that you really do need to plan ahead for.
Yes.
Have a plan in advance, and if you don't use them, we'll talk about that too. Set everything in place, and if the, you know, if the kid becomes a movie star, you know, then
right.
Like, how do you get your money back, or how do you plan on that? So keep it here. We're going to continue. Home Sweet Home Chicago in studio. Our all stars, of course, you heard of Ray Kaplan. We've got Tracy Kahn with Joe Cotton Ford, Janelle Iacchino with Rose Pest Solutions. A lot of bug talk coming up, and Joe Hogle with Mega Pro. So keep it here. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
720 WGN. It is Dane here with you. Home Sweet Home Chicago. You can add to the conversation. 312-981-7200 for the Mega Pros phone, text, and photo line. We've been talking with Ray Kaplan. She is the student loan lawyer, and it has sparked a big debate in the studio here.
No.
As well, and before.
Tracy's the problem. We just figured out.
Always the problem.
Big problem, because we just figured out if you would have known Ray 10 years ago,
right,
how much money would you have saved?
Oh, I don't even want to think about it.
Well, you don't want to think about it because you're slightly embarrassed.
Wow. Well, that's what we're thinking about now, because as you know, the headlines and the conversations about student loan forgiveness, what you're having is people who have, like Tracy, you know, they paid all these loans and they're thinking, well, maybe I didn't have to, or maybe it's the smart thing to do if it's just part of the new way things are done. It isn't necessarily based on maybe your ability to, you know, I'm not exactly sure how it works. So, Ray, talk a little bit about that, because now people are thinking that there should be a whole different strategy and that people should take into consideration that these aren't the same as a regular loan, right? It's a whole different sort of philosophy.
Exactly. So it's basically a part of financial planning for any family, because pretty much everybody is going to qualify for some type of federal student loan, whether it's the student or the parent. The difference is that for federal Parent Plus loans, they're kind of loosely credit-based. So if your credit is pretty good, we always say if you can qualify for a Capital One credit card, you should be able to qualify for federal Parent Plus loans. And the nice thing about them is that you can take out the entire, everything that you need to pay for your kid's undergrad education. And there, you can also make it so that there are no payments while your kids are in school. And then the payments start after your student has graduated. And then the payment is based on a formula that's going to be based on your income. And it's going to either be 10 or 20% of your adjusted gross discretionary income as per this formula. But for most people, that means a very reasonable payment. And then it's going to either be for 10 years if you're like a teacher or you work in the public sector, like any of our doctors or nurses at you know, Ascension, Amita, or Advocate Lutheran General, or Northwestern. Most of these big hospital systems are not-for-profits, or if you're a teacher for a public school, you only have to pay for 10 years. And then the entire balance, plus all that interest that accrues, is also forgiven tax-free. So it's really beneficial and it's really geared to help people out, help borrowers.
And that may steer people into certain careers too if they know that this is one that not only is necessary, but there's these contingencies in place. 312-981-7200 to add your thoughts on the line. We've got Caleb from Elgin. You've got a question for Ray?
I do. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking my call. So unfortunately, my wife and I are one of those couples that you were talking about earlier where we did not really plan until the last minute. So my daughter is a senior in high school this year. She is within the top 2% of her class, and I think we put a little too much emphasis on kind of merit scholarships, which were, you know, kind of a thing in the past. We do make just over $100,000 a year, and the schools that my daughter is applying for are coming back between $32,000 and $64,000 a year. I do work for a local township, so I don't know if that qualifies as the public service, you know, portion of the Parent Plus loan, but was wondering if you could give us some sort of advice on even just where to start looking at making this happen for our daughter.
Sure. Well, obviously, you can also call us or call me at my office. It's 312-294-8989 is our firm number. Our website's financialrelief.com. But I would say, generally speaking, if you are planning on continuing to work in the public sector, as you are full-time, for at least 10 years from when those loans are going to be due and payable, right? So those loans are going to be due in 4 years. When she graduates, about 4 years from now. So that's when the clock starts ticking, and we can do a federal consolidation and then enroll you in the best income-based repayment plan for which those loans will be eligible. For most Parent Plus loans, that's going to be income contingent repayment plans. However, there is another way to potentially be eligible for an even lower payment plan. And actually, I think the Biden administration, they've been talking about rolling out a lower income-based repayment plan, which might actually be 5% of adjusted gross discretionary income. So we'll see what actually ends up happening there. We're watching the Department of Education for announcements very closely. But the other thing to consider, well, the thing to consider for all families is which of the two parents should be the borrower. For the most part, it should be the parent who's making less money, unless there's a parent who is going to be employed full time in the public sector like yourself. And then you should probably be the federal Parent Plus loan borrower. You do have to borrow those funds each year. They're called federal Parent Plus loans. We can also walk you through that and help you with that whole process as well. But I think that once we can show you how it will work and what the payments will be based on, you know, what you think you're going to be making over that 10-year period, I think you'll feel a lot better about it. And in the meantime, her entire tuition will be financed and you won't have to worry about it.
Okay. Just quick follow-up. So my wife does work for a local library district. Would that qualify her as a public position?
It should qualify as public sector employment. The qualifying factors are you can't be a independent contractor. You actually have to be a salaried employee at that not-for-profit institution, and you have to be full-time, which means 30 hours a week or more. And after the 120th payment, you still have to be employed there while the Department of Ed is reviewing the public sector loan forgiveness application. So you can't quit your job after you've made 120 payments and then hope that the application is approved. You actually still have to be working there while they're reviewing that application.
Understood.
All right.
I very much appreciate it. This has been a godsend of a show. So we will certainly be reaching out directly to you to see if we can make this happen for our daughter.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Caleb.
All right.
Thank you very much.
In so many ways, this is a godsend.
I was going to say, sort of like a higher power, higher
in
purpose
so many ways.
For this. And we wanted to, before we go to the break and move on, you mentioned a little bit about the administration. And, you know, in the news, there's some things you don't know what's real, what's in place, or what's sort of floated and projected. What is it 10,000 now, or does it even exist? And what do you predict?
I predict that there is going to be some kind of broad across-the-board forgiveness, the $10,000 off of pretty much everybody's loan. The question is whether or not they're going to just give everybody $10,000 off their loans, including federal Parent Plus loans, or is it just going to be for undergrad borrowers, or is it going to be means-tested? If you make above a certain amount of income, then it doesn't apply to you. That's what we're not sure about, and that's what they seem to be debating. But I do think that before the midterm elections, they are going to want to give some sort of relief to kind of keep up with that campaign promise that Biden made.
If you have more questions about that throughout the course of the program, 312-981-7200, you can add them. We come back from the break. We're going to talk with Tracy Khan. Now that he can, you know, knows how much money he doesn't have, he could go and do a lot of other things with it, and so can you with Ford. So keep it here. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. Like correct names. Dane is here with you, of course.
We didn't know if you were coming back.
Yeah, right? You never know, right? In for Dave Hochberg. He'll be here next week for sure. But our all-stars are in studio. Ray Kaplan, student loan lawyer. Tracy Khan with Joe Cotton Ford. Janelle Iacchino with Rose Pest Solutions. And Joe Hogle with Mega Pros. You can be part of the show, too. 312-981-7200 for the Mega Pros phone, text, and photo line. Continuing our conversation with Tracy Khan, we were talking a little bit about on the car side and the deduction that can be there. And one of the texters had texted in to say if it had to be like a new, if it had to be new or if you can buy. Because, you know, a lot of times, like, used cars and used trucks are the only ones out there. Does the deduction qualify for that or just new cars?
No, it's any vehicle over 6,000 GVW. So Broncos qualify, vans, pickup trucks. They don't have to be one-ton trucks or dual rear-wheel trucks or anything else. An F-150 starting GVW is 7,200 pounds. So it pretty much anything that's on the heavier end. Expeditions qualify. They're over 8,500 GVW.
What we're talking about GVW is accelerated depreciation. That is what you're doing. All right.
So, correct.
Yeah.
So basically, you're depreciating the entire vehicle the first year.
Exactly.
Now, is that reasonable? Because we keep hearing stories that everything's the value of things
going
meaning
up. It's an accounting term.
Gotcha.
None of
okay.
us are accountants.
No.
Maybe Ray. Ray's
basically,
really smart.
Basically, you're offsetting that much tax or that much income,
right?
By purchasing the vehicle and writing off the entire amount that year.
Well, the good thing is you can use the vehicle for your work, and of course you can get out there and maybe enjoy it as well. And America has a love affair with the automobile, that is for sure. The Bronco is one of the ones. Now you're seeing before first kind of so anticipated, whether it was at the auto show or in, you know, social media or magazines, you saw it. Now you're seeing them on the road, and people are getting a chance to see it up close and in person. And Tracy, are you getting people that come in based on like, I saw one on the road? And because it's different, right? It's cool to see it online. It's different to see it in person.
Yeah. What was cool with Ford, and they really thought this out, is they required every dealer to get courtesy transportation Bronco. So in other words, they gave us this Bronco, but we have to keep it on the lot for 6 months. We can't sell it. So what that does is it gives people a chance to come out and drive it and see it and sit in it and everything else. Where a lot of vehicles, they're just sold out and nobody ever really gets to see them. Right, Brandon?
Yeah.
Brendan? but anyway, it was a good program. So I actually have two Broncos on the lot right now.
It's the kind of thing, and just like the movie business, right? You know, it's hard to come up with a new hit movie. It's great to just make a sequel, like Such and Such 2, right? Or Son of Such and Such, or whatever it is. And you see that with the Bronco, because this was like a truck that was way back in the day, and it's become one of those, you know, resurgent hits where people are, you know, restoring them in a huge value, and people love it. And we were talking off the air a little bit about that, and Joe, you mentioned like the Thunderbird, right? Where that was like a hit car that they brought back. And I know that, you know, with the Challengers and things, people have done that. Have you seen some of that? Or is that a thought process like within the manufacturer and dealer side of it where it's like, well, instead of looking always forward, let's look back to things that people love and bring it back?
Yes, absolutely. I think this latest EPA enhancement, if you want to call it that, where we have to be at 49 miles per gallon across the board CAFE, which means combined auto fuel economy. For every vehicle, I think that's put a big pinch into a lot of plans that dealers have had. I mean, you probably won't see in 2026 when this has to happen, you probably won't see the Hemi engines like Dodge has right now, and you probably won't see some of the muscle cars like Mustangs and that, and without being electric, so either hybrid or fully electric. And so it's really changing things a lot. It's really changed the landscape of everything. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of the talk right now about, like, F-150 Lightnings. They're all electric vehicles. And so they're going to have to start going that way in order to get to 49 miles per gallon, because that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, that is a lot. So we're talking about a lot of things, and this show is a living, breathing kind of organism, you know, where current events come into play, thoughts come into play. A recurring theme is kind of death, unfortunately, on today's show. And so Maggie from Orland Park, recently her husband passed away, and she wants to sell his car, can't find a way to do that. So Maggie, welcome to the show.
Hi, we're looking for the title, and we think it's gone because, I would like to know what to do because we want to sell the car. It's and I don't know if anybody would be interested in it. It's a Pontiac 2009. But what it begins with an S, Solaris or Soltis.
And, it's a convertible.
I'm sorry.
Is it a convertible?
Yes, it is.
Joe wants a convertible.
Solstice.
Yeah, new one.
Oh.
No, this is a 2009. I believe 2009.
How many miles are on it?
Probably 40.
Oh, geez. Yes, call me. 630-68.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
Call you?
Call me.
Okay. I mean, without it, but I'm not selling the car to anybody without a title.
Right. So the process is we have to apply.
You even buy stolen cars now, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten to that.
Is that what you're doing now, Chase?
Anything we can find today.
Call me. Yeah. Call me. I give you a secret number.
Meet me over here.
So the process
is responsible for anything. So
So was the title in your husband's name?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Are you on it as well?
No.
Okay. So the process is we have to apply for a duplicate title. Was there a loan on it originally?
No.
Okay, great. Because otherwise you have to get a lien release letter from that bank. So we have to apply for a duplicate title, and we're going to need a certified death certificate.
Right.
And something in a will or something showing that you have the rights to this vehicle or to his assets.
I don't think so, because we didn't have any, neither one of us have a will.
To know will.
Okay. The best thing, I mean, we could get into a long conversation about this, so the best thing would be to call me later today, Monday, whenever is convenient for you, and I can kind of walk you through that process of what you need to do in order to sell that vehicle. Right now, and the timing is good because of the time of year, right now that vehicle is probably worth a lot more than it would have been a year or two ago.
What do you think it would be worth?
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen a Pontiac Solstice in quite some time, and I'm a Ford dealer, but it's another thing that I could look up for you while I'm
if
I talk to you
during the week.
Well, thanks. Thanks, Maggie.
Well, I need a phone number, though.
630. I'm going to give you my direct line. 630-384-6511.
6511. And your name again, please?
Tracy.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Thank you again.
All right, thanks
for calling.
Thanks for listening. While we're changing lives here, we're going to take a break, though. We're going to come back. We're going to change even more of them here on Home Sweet Home Chicago. So keep it here. 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Never go to McGregor, Minnesota.
You can't open your mouth to talk because you'll eat at least 12 bugs.
There's a lot of bugs. Did you say yum?
Yeah.
Dave, I told you.
She's not right.
I don't feel safe in the same room.
I don't know. There's a special medication. I don't know what it is. They haven't found
it. You said yum.
They're
eating them.
Yeah, no. I mean, it is a great food
recipes.
Yeah, that's a little crunchy for me. I don't know.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You remember that.
I do.
Should be on Survivor.
Wow.
720 WGN Home Sweet Home Chicago. It is Dane in for Dave Hochberg until 1 p.m. And Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions is here with us with our team of all-stars. And we talked about it earlier in the program. You know, so much, you know, the trees are coming to life. The flowers are blooming. The bugs are blooming, too. Right?
Oh, they're doing something. I don't know about blooming. Exploding out of the woodwork,
And you guys were talking a little bit about a great food source, and of course, you know, chocolate covered grasshoppers and crickets and all that. And and mealworms, right? Sometimes not only, you know, birds and squirrels and stuff like the mealworm. People eat that stuff too, but if you're not into eating them and you don't look at a bug explosion in your own home sweet home as you know, an extra meal opportunity. So what is it that's coming out now, and what are people, what are you hearing, right?
Well, I mean, we've had, look, okay, so it's the last day of April, and you know how Google Photos will be like, on this day 3 years ago, flowers were already blooming like 2 weeks ago this time. So like everything is so delayed. So
and gloomy.
Yes. And so, okay. So this is the perfect combination of weather starting to warm up. We've got rain happening, which is flooding out ant colonies. It's flooding out a lot of things that exist underground. And that's why people are starting to see tiny ants by their kitchen sink or around their toilet. Or, you know, we've got termites happening all over the city right now too. And that's something that a lot of people don't believe actually exists in the city of Chicago, because look at all this concrete around us. But
is it just misidentification of the termite, or are they sort of like under the radar?
I mean, they're very cryptic creatures because they live underground. They're subterranean. That's what that means. They live underground. And if we start to see them, if we start to see termites pop out, that means that there's been a weather trigger that is giving them an indication that it's okay for them to go outdoors now and seek other locations for food sources and for more colony locations. They'll bud off and they'll send swarmers out, and these have wings. And what? A lot of times
swarmers.
Yeah, sounds... termite swarmers. A lot of times they'll look to, you know, to most people like an ant with wings. But the difference is, and Joe and I were talking about this earlier, one of the big differences is termites have two body segments. And most termites, if you see them in your basement or coming out of mud tubes, they're going to look like maggots. They're like a creamy white color. Yeah. The swarmer termites are brown. They look just like ants. One of the biggest differences between a termite and an ant, too, is the wings. Termites do have two pairs of wings, just like ants, but termites' wings are equal in size, whereas ant wings, they have one set that's larger than the other. Okay, I know most listeners aren't going to be taking a magnifying glass out and looking at ants around
their
house. But
like, you know what you said about the body. So an ant has three sections, and a termite has two.
Correct, yep. An ant will have three distinct segments, the head, the thorax, and the abdomen, and their behaviors are slightly different, too. But there are carpenter ants that will chew through wood and do just as much structural damage as a termite will. Termites actually eat wood. That's another difference between those two. But both are very real right now with this combination of weather that we've got going on.
Well, you mentioned people may not be aware or even agree that, hey, termites are here in this region. Is it one of those things, if you see one, that's really an indication that there's a lot more?
Yeah, and that applies with pretty much every pest that we've ever talked about on this show. You know, if you've got all of a sudden a trail of ants behind your on your backsplash, you know, behind your sink or whatever, that is such a small percentage of what that colony actually holds. There could be tens and hundreds of thousands of ants in a colony, and both termite and ant colonies bud and create satellite colony locations too. So if you've got a healthy colony.
So like a franchise opportunity.
If you've got a healthy colony underground on your property, you know, there are chances of other colony locations popping up this time of year. So if you see one, don't just ignore it. Don't think that, oh, I'm just going to go get a bait trap from, you know, Home Depot or whatever. It's not going to work. Like, the only way to really kick back an ant problem is to properly identify the species. What are we dealing with? Is this an odorous house ant? Is this a carpenter ant? Is this a pavement ant? Why are they here? What is making them attracted to my house? All those things are what our experts do when we come out and investigate.
So 312-981-7200 for the MegaPros phone, text, and photo line. If you have a bug-related question, there's a lot of them hanging out and coming out and all that. I know for us, and it's just like what you said. It's like in the last week or so, they weren't there, and then all of a sudden now there's these ants that are coming in, and you're just like, well, where did you come from? Like, why are you here?
Yeah.
I don't know how you can negotiate with them. Is that what you guys do? You reason with them.
So again, like when it rains and their colonies flood, they only have one direction to go, and that's up, away from the moisture, and well, they're seeking moisture, so it's kind of a double-edged sword. So they'll be attracted to things like condensation on your pipes underneath your sink. They might, you know, if you've got any kind of leaks anywhere on the property, they'll be attracted to that. Check your gutters. Gutters are always a big issue. You know, if you've got debris clogging those up, you'll have overflow issues pouring down onto your front lawn, and then that flows back towards the house. And any kind of moisture issue in a house means you're susceptible to a lot of pests.
Is it the kind of thing that you should just be content with sharing your yard and trying to keep it drainage so that the ants can be happy and stay outside?
You know,
or can you just like evict them from the entire property?
The whole goal is to create that balance, right? So
no.
Obviously, it's always about pushing these things back into nature where they belong. When they get inside of our house, it's a little too close for comfort, but we need to push them back into the outdoors where they belong, where they can do their thing and be happy but not affect us.
So we're going to take a break and we come back. And when we come back, we'll talk about termites. We'll talk about ants. But Janelle, what other sort of bugs are we going to talk about?
Well, we've got to talk about stink bugs.
Yeah. There's been a lot of...
Yeah, there's a lot of stink bug talk going on. Here, Janelle,
that's
I want to say
show.
One thing.
Sure.
One thing that everybody could do is keep the mulch away from your sink.
Yes, yes. Okay. Rake back any kind of mulch or the dead foliage from last year that you never cleaned up. Rake
right.
that back from the foundation, because those are what pests use as highways into the structure of your house.
It'll also be cool if there's any sort of, you know, I don't know, alien infiltrators from the out, you know, like the Asian beetle or some, or one of those things. If there's anything on the horizon there, you could fill us in.
Wow, you've been hanging out with Brendan, haven't you?
I don't know. We're just trying to keep people informed here, right here at Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more of that and your call, 312-981-7200. Keep it here, 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
720 WGN. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago. It is Dane here with you in for David Hochberg. He'll be back next week, and you can be part of the show as well. 312-981-7200 for the Mega Pros phone, text, and photo line. And I haven't seen any photos of bugs for Janelle to identify, but we are talking a little bit about that as hope springs eternal. Spring springs. Bugs are springing up as well, and we're talking about some of the things that people are dealing with out there.
Yeah, we are. Stink bugs.
Well, now, did they have...
Stink bugs are the worst.
I know.
I mean, there's nothing uglier and nothing more obnoxious.
So on the break, we were talking about how they smell like rotten cilantro.
Okay.
And you know how some people like cannot stand the taste of cilantro?
Like me.
Ray and I were surmising that maybe it's the same gene that makes stink bugs that much more putrid to some people.
I don't smell them.
Oh, you
but
don't?
I like cilantro.
Oh, wow.
Well, I think it's good to have it demystified, because in my mind, and for like at our house when there'll be a stink bug in here, and for the listeners who have been blessed with no stink bug interactions, they're pretty big. They're mm-hmm. slow moving, and when
like
there's
a dinosaur bug.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're big, and they're like, and they kind of bounce off the wall. And everyone in my house goes crazy. They're like, oh, no. Ah. You know, and they scream, and I have to come and rescue them. But I always tell everyone to stand back, because the, you know, just the legend of their stinkiness is out there. And I had imagined it was sort of like a putrid mist kind of thing.
Like a skunk.
But you're saying, yeah, like
it's
skunk would be bad. No, Joe,
no,
that's
not
a great
like that.
Point.
They don't shoot the toxin out of their body. So it's not like, I mean, I know we've all probably seen like those nature episodes narrated by David Attenborough, where it's like, the beetle, literally. Like, no, it's like, this is, stink bugs don't bite. They're not going to like poison you and spray you in the eye with their cilantro toxins.
But I had imagined, and I did not know what it smelled like, because when everyone's going crazy and they call me in to rescue them, I always say, everybody back up and don't smash it, because
yeah.
you know that will be stinky, you know, all the stink will come out.
Yeah.
I can think of a lot of things that are stinkier than rotten cilantro.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, I think it's just such a creepy invasion, but I think it's important.
That's not really a good description either.
Have you smelled it, Joe?
Oh my God, stink bugs, you're at my house every week. Out in the woods.
Now, do you capture them sort of David Attenborough style, where you slink up on them?
No,
maybe a hidden
absolutely
camera?
Not.
This is them at Joe's house.
We're going to start doing
no,
that.
No, I wanted to
We're
educate people why they're seeing them right now. So you're seeing a couple pop out here and there. You probably saw them back in the fall. If you're having them now, you probably saw them last year in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And where they come from is open fields, like when the crops come down in a lot of these open you know, areas, rural areas, these insects have nowhere to go except the nearest structures, which would be subdivisions that popped up on that plot of land that was once farmed. You know what I mean?
Like Joe's house,
yeah. Or you're close to the woods or something. But that's where they're coming from. They're an invasive pest. They're not native here. They were brought here by shipping containers years ago, and now they're just taking over our crops. And when the crops come down in the fall, they come and invade our houses. And what they'll do is they'll crawl up underneath the siding. They'll hide out in nooks and crannies. And over the winter, they do not die. A lot of people think, oh, well, they're going to die off in the winter. You know, next year will be fine. That's not true.
Uh-oh.
These things go into a period called diapause.
Yes.
Which is similar to what Joe does when he goes to Mexico.
Anytime you can pause dying, that's a good
diapause.
Oh, right. So, and again, we talked about weather cues. You know, a lot of animals and insects will use weather cues to, you know, to basically to live. And so, well, a diapause is where their bodies shut down almost to a trickle mode. And I compared this to like plugging up a motorcycle over the winter. You leave it on a battery trickle, right? So these insects are just surviving on diapause in your walls over the winter. And then the next year in the spring, when the sun starts to hit the south and the west sides of the house, it warms the structure up. That's their weather cue to say, okay, time to go outside, wake up and start eating and having more babies. So
I love they're in trickle mode, right?
Yeah. So
earlier you had mentioned, you know, whether it comes to like ants or termites, they send out these like, you know,
scouts
yeah. and all that. When you see and ants, typically you'll see, I mean, they hang out in sort of a group where, you know, with the stink bugs, they're kind of loners.
Those are solitary.
Do they hang out like do they come back home and say it's been a tough day, honey? Or do they just kind of are they on no. their own?
I mean, they do. And I've seen this with box elder bugs and Asian beetles, too. Oh. And all of those are grouped together in the same group of pests. It's called occasional invaders or overwintering pests, because they all go into that diapause and then spring back to life when it's warmer. But they do like to be touching on all sides, which is called thigmotropic. And we're learning stuff, not right. just laughing. But basically,
meaning each other.
Yeah, like, each so other, yeah. Together. So clustered
so they're
together.
Friendly.
Yeah.
They're social.
Yeah. They're social, yeah, in a way. They but like the stink bugs.
They've got their own bubble profile or
the
something.
The stink bugs, you'll see them more solitary. But yeah, as they wake up and they're emerging, you know, the best thing you could do is vacuum them, get a dedicated handy vac for $35, you know, that you can just use to vacuum up those things and then empty them outside. You're not going to be able to vacuum the rest of the house with this thing because it's going to smell bad.
That's right. So if you use your regular vacuum, your vacuum
stinks. Yeah, don't use the regular one because it's going to make it smell bad. But yeah, get a dedicated, you know, little hand vac for these things, vacuum the ones that you see. And then the best time of year to treat for these things is in the fall before those crops come down. We can absolutely, Rose can give you a free quote. We can come out and do something now to definitely reduce the populations. We put like an invisible shield on the outside of the house. Wow. But as they're emerging, we don't want to trap them in the house. So right now you've got to just let them come out.
At my house.
Yep, we're going to.
Once it gets warmer.
Exactly. Correct. A couple weeks probably, once we're out of winter for sure.
You're listening to Janelle Iacino for Rose Pest Solutions. So are there some tips, obviously, and we'll have the information up at WGNradio.com, and you can share ways that people can get a hold of you in order to like really combat it. But are there tips, like obviously don't leave a bunch of food out, I guess, right? But what are the, and so the stink bugs like to have their sides touching. Is there something that they eat? Like, let's say you're leaving out something or
no, not in this moisture? Case, no. They're seeking refuge away from the elements, and that's why they crawled up underneath the siding in the fall in the first place. But they're not going to be seeking food or water like ants
they
will.
Don't eat.
You know, they do, but like it's plant material. It's like plant vegetation.
They bring a lunch. They give you their own lunch.
This is getting out of control.
You got the whole food chain in your walls.
The question is, though, are they good in guacamole?
Absolutely not. I do not recommend that.
Right. It.
No.
So we got you know, lunch tips and, of course, all the information you need to know about your bugs. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more Home Sweet Home Chicago. So keep it here, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Greg Kaplan, Kaplan Law Firm.
You introduce Stephen as Attorney Stephen Leahy, but Ray Kaplan, just Ray Kaplan.
Attorney Ray Kaplan.
I think we have an issue here.
Ray Kaplan, the student loan assassin, because I figured that the student loan assassin carries more weight than attorney.
Ray, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes!
Student loan assassin's better, but okay, she wants attorney.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
720 WGN. It is Home Sweet Home Chicago. It is Dane here with you in for David Hochberg and our all-stars in studio, the aforementioned Ray Kaplan, student loan lawyer. We've got Tracy Kahn with Joe Cotton Ford, Janelle Iacchino with Rose Pest Solutions, and Joe Hogle with Mega Pros. And Janelle, we have a caller, Bill from Joliet. He has bugs that lay larvae. I mean, it's almost like a horror movie meets education, meets a little bit of entertainment, right?
It is, and it's weird that Janelle actually enjoys this subject.
It takes a village, Joe, and we need her in this village.
You're right, you're so right.
Bill, welcome to the show.
Hello, yes, I had last fall, September, so I had grubs, probably they're the size of, like a chapstick, and they were just killing my lawn. I would pull it up, and I'd probably have 3 or 4 every square feet. The winter went through, and now in the spring, I'm just trying to fix it again. Now, what's better, the granular stuff to throw down or the liquid stuff to prevent them from catching?
I'm actually not a lawn and turf expert, and I'm so sorry that I'm not going to be the best advice for this, but what I do know about grubs in the lawn is if you don't do something about it, it'll attract moles, which is an even bigger problem. So I would definitely recommend to you getting with like a lawn expert, a lawn and turf expert, and seeing what they recommend because... Okay. Yeah, it's better nip it in the bud before it gets really out of control, right?
Yeah, I just know that they go dormant through the winter, no matter how the ground gets frozen, and then they I forgot what beetle lays the eggs, but it was a nightmare. My lawn looks terrible.
Yeah, and birds will go after those too, so you could really they could destroy your lawn if you don't get to the root of it.
But I would use both.
Would you?
All right, thank you.
Just use both. Use the granules and squirt it.
Well, Joe,
just keep going.
But you don't even know what granules he's talking about.
Any old granule will do.
Any granules?
No, I mean we should leave that to a lawn expert for sure.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. I am.
Well, there's ants outside. There's ants inside. And so Janelle definitely have some info here. Linda, she has ants. Linda, welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good.
What can we do for you?
I said, I don't know what it is. Every year when it gets warm, they come, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm so glad when it gets cold, but not really, because then they're gone, and I don't know what they're coming from. This year, they just started the other day, real, real tiny black ants, and they're in the kitchen, and I last year I did like, what do you call, the Raid ant baits, you know, it was okay, it took care of it a little bit, but they were still here and there around, and I don't know where they're coming from, I went to Ace, and they recommended, I don't know if you ever heard of it, Toro, T-O-R-O.
Taro, yep, that's a very common over-the-counter product, yes.
Okay, and I guess they're liquid.
Yes, the problem with that though, and with DIY stuff is that it's not a one size fits all kind of a scenario. So everybody's got tiny ants right now, and what it sounds like to me is, you know, whatever colony that might be underground underneath your house got flooded by some of the recent rains we had. And that's why you're seeing them. And that's why you'll see them sporadically, too. They might subside for a couple months, and then you see them pop up again. And so that indicates that there's a larger colony on the site. But to really defeat them and push them back, you have to figure out what species they are. And you have to get a formula that matches that species. A lot of the problems that we run into is, you know, these products that you'll find at Home Depot and stuff have been used for so many years that species of insects and pests are immune to them now, and they may not work for all of them. So if you're not having success with that, I would definitely give us a call. We can give you a free quote, and we can definitely identify what exactly is going on and why they're there.
Oh, that would be great. Well, like I said, I did change it up. I didn't do it yet. I'm going to do it this afternoon when I get home, but I had the Raid ones last time, and now the other ones that you said, Taro. So I don't know. And like I said, these are smaller, so I don't know if they're just babies or if it's...
No, there are very tiny species of ants out there. And
they
typically
get really small.
Yeah, they might be odorous house ants or pavement ants. Those are the two common tiny ant species we see. A lot of people call them sugar ants. But they'll be after water and moisture just as much as food particles. So make sure you keep your counters clean and make sure your sink is dry, too. After you're done using it, take a towel and just wipe it all down and make sure it's really dry so they're not going to seek that water out.
Okay, anything else that you could recommend?
They will be leaving pheromone scent trails wherever they go. So any kind of household cleaner or a disinfectant wipe will erase their scent trails because that's how they're telling more ants, come this way, guys, we found a good spot. So if you erase that scent trail, you'll eliminate that trailing issue.
Okay, great. I do spray Lysol, and I have the Lysol wipe. So when I'm wiping, that's what I do.
Perfect.
Do it with.
You're doing the right thing.
All right. Okay, well, thank you. I mean, because I am clean. I just feel like what the hell?
Yeah, no, it's the rain. It's the rain flooding them out.
Oh, okay. Well, you make me feel better. Thank you.
Good.
All right. Janelle,
anything with bunnies in the yard? Because we've been saying about bunnies.
Ooh, are they eating your flowers?
Yeah, those guys are terrible.
Yeah. I don't.
Some owls.
Some predators. Get some coyotes. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have a solution for bunnies. I have them in my yard right now too, and they're just
Yeah. And, you know, they're cute, but they're
evil.
They can
do some damage.
All right, thank you, Linda.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Well, rush here along with the whole rabbit thing because they are so cute, right?
Yeah.
Kids like, oh look, there's a rabbit in the yard, but then we got some new rose bushes and they killed them all.
Yeah. You know, my mom used to sprinkle cayenne pepper around the plants, and they don't like the burning sensation. Mm. And she says she's had some luck with that. I think my mom's listening right now, too. So.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. What is it for Peter Rabbit? Like, who's the guy that's always chasing around trying to eat him or whatever? Mr. Something Scottish, Mr.
That's a throwback. It's been a long time.
Elmer Fudd?
No, not Elmer Fudd. Horsey's bad. You know, him and rabbits always, you know, kind of butted heads, too.
Elmer Fudd. Do you know Elmer Fudd?
Oh, yes.
No?
Not personally, but he's like a cartoon guy, right?
I feel like I know him.
Yeah. Personally. So one of the things that Mr. McGregor, that's right.
Okay.
Mr. McGregor. Anyway, so.
I don't know who that is.
Well, I can identify with him because the rabbits, as cute as they are, you know, they're up to no good. You mentioned balance, and I wanted to ask you this, too, and we did have a text that that mentioned it as well. So Maxwell, our son, a few years ago, he would love to go out in the yard, and he would find anthills, and he would try to, like, dig into them and play with them. And we would be like, no, because one time he did that, and they all came in the house.
They were seeking revenge.
Like, he did a job with Janelle.
They followed him.
That's right. It's career advice, too. So is that a thing, too? So you mentioned that balance, kind of coming to terms, and kind of, is that if you see them outside and they seem to be kind of happily doing what they're
alone,
doing?
Leave them alone, yeah. As long as they're not invading, you know, your personal space, then leave them alone. Let them do their things. And I will say, too, a lot of our services, Rose is an IPM company, which means that it's not a chemical end-all be-all. And whatever perception you may have had about pest control in the past is not how the EPA regulates things nowadays. And what we do is very safe for kids and pets. So
yeah, we're all dealing with it. You need to get some professional help from Rose Pest Solutions. We're going to take a break and go to news. When we come back, we're going to go deep with Joe Hogle with MegaPro. So keep it here. Home
Where
sweet
are we
home.
Going deep?
Deep. On all the issues. 720.
Go visit your aunts.
Don't promise something we can't deliver.
720 WGN. 720 WGN. It is Dane in for David Hochberg for this week until 1. And David will be back with you next week. But we do have our superstars in studio with us, Ray Kaplan, student loan lawyer, Tracy Kahn with Joe Cotton Ford, Janelle Iacchino with Rose Pest Solutions, and Joe Hogle with Mega Pros. And you can be part of the program as well, 312-981-7200 for the Mega Pros phone, text, and photo line. And so, Joe, we've been talking about a bunch of these different things. Obviously, you have a thought on a lot of these situations, whether it's the, you know, on the financing side, the student side, certainly the vacation side, the bug side. How often does it happen on the home improvement side where you're coming in and not just giving people maybe their dream kitchen, but maybe repairing things that are destroyed by bugs? Does that ever happen where you...
Oh, for sure. We do a lot of work.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot of work together.
We do.
His guys open walls up and then, you know,
so, Janelle, you shake your head. You're like,
out.
Oh, geez, I got to call Joe.
No,
it's really bad.
And the same thing's true with us, right?
Absolutely. If there's damage, you know, any kind of structural damage, then we refer to Joe for correcting the structural damage.
So, yes, it does. Can I talk about whatever I want?
Yes, anything you want.
All right, good.
The floor is
all
yours.
Right, so, here, I want to talk about hiring.
Yes.
And I want to talk about young people getting into a trade, whether it be for Rose, whether it be for you, Trace.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So to really engage these young people, what we found is they'd love to be respected, they'd love to feel part of something, and they want that training available.
Mm-hmm.
And they're hungry for it, and it's working.
Mm-hmm.
So all that you hear about young people not wanting to work, it's not true.
Right.
Given the opportunity.
Not everybody's cut out for college.
Well, it's so strange, because I think the perception has changed in a bunch of different ways. And when you say something along the lines of, you know, hey, not everybody's cut out for college, it almost feels like a compromise. Like, well, you know, not everybody's going to make it to the Olympics. But I don't really see it that way. I've seen it change to the point where the trades and kind of just a resurgence of that as like a verified, you know, respected career path is really coming, because you're looking at, and we see it in the news all the time, people, they're always saying, you know, graduate with degrees and there's no jobs, or not the job that you want, or all the debt, you know, and obviously there's training that goes, and we'll talk with Ray a little bit about some of the vocational and trade schools that can be funded as well. But these are good jobs, these are good careers. And here's the other part of it, is these are necessary. Like, we need people to do all this stuff. It's not going anywhere. Sure. I think it's changed quite a bit.
No, I agree. And it's almost reverting now, where anything you want to learn, you can learn on Google and YouTube, right?
Yes, that's so true.
So now to get out there and start working on your social skills,
right,
and how you're going to conduct yourself. And
but what I like about a lot of these trades, though, too, is that it's very much like an artisanal thing to pass down from generation to generation. Rose has several, I mean, so many people who have worked for us for 20, you know, 15, 20 years,
mm-hmm,
and eventually they're going to want to retire. We need young people to pass these trades on to. We need young people to show the ropes and train them up. And we
same
put them
with our carpenters.
Yeah, we put them through the educational courses. We provide all that training and that hands-on experience that you cannot read in a book.
Well, these are good and lucrative careers. So instead of having it be where, you know, you're getting people going into the trades, you know, some have sort of a family background and then that's a natural path for them. But in the past, you may have thought, okay, well, we're getting people who can't get into college. Or I think now the best and the brightest, it's an option for them and people are taking it.
Yeah.
I had a hard time getting out of college. Oh, no, that was high school.
Best 5 years of your life.
No, it's just I didn't go. That's why it's
well,
didn't work out.
And so, Joe, is it the way that it was in the past where it was kind of a tough sort of club fraternity to get into? You had to get into an apprentice program. Some of these things you had to know somebody.
So
where now are the trade schools more open where you can be accepted and get into these fields?
I haven't heard anything good about these trade schools lately. They set these kids up to fail, some of them. You know, it's like $3,000 a year, and then you don't even touch a hammer until 4 years into it.
Wow.
So I think we're doing better on giving them hands-on pieces. So every Saturday they show up and they have a training session. It could be something about caulking, or it can be about an outlet.
Mm-hmm.
Or to be safe around an outlet.
Sure.
We do a lot of safety training.
We do too, actually, yep.
And so, Janelle, talk a little bit about that on the hiring side. So on the experience side, sometimes people come to you, Joe, with a little experience in the trades or construction or anything. For some of the people on the pest control, it's mm-hmm. probably all brand new to them when they see it.
And that's okay. I mean, we will show and teach them everything they need to know. They do not need experience. Previous experience, of course, is always great, especially if you have a license. But we put our technicians through all of that. And actually, there's a payout tier based on how many certifications you get. So it's a reward for the more experience you gain on the job, too, mm-hmm. within. There's definitely room for leveling up and being a manager. And there's a lot of different facets to it. But we have 20 positions we're trying to fill right now between sales and service. And public health is essential. It's, I mean, if we learned anything at all over the last 2 years, it was right. That. And especially in environmental sciences, it's a cool job. It's a really cool job.
And when you think about some of these vocational things, and some have been elevated into celebrity careers, you know, like on the food side, which was more of a trade, right, in the past. And I know, Joe, your kid went to Johnson & Wales, which is one of those places. Mm-hmm. And when we come back from the break, we want to talk with Tracy a little bit about on the automotive side, you know, to be a professional working in this, you know, it isn't like, so my grandfather like owned a gas station, right? And so, and he repaired cars. It's different now. I mean, it's totally, like, you need a lot of training, you need a lot of schooling. We'll talk with Ray about how you can get that financed and some opportunities there as well. So quick break, Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you to Douglas Wilson, Anita Goldberg, Susan Vandervoot, Janet Gooderham.
How many did you pronounce right?
I don't know.
I just hope that Mr. Goldenhain isn't saying
that's not my name. G-O-O-D-E-R-H-A-M. How would you pronounce it? Goo Oderhama.
Gooderhomer.
Well, how else can you pronounce that?
Could you please call in Mr. Gooderham?
I just keep going. It's all in the presentation, Joe.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I think it's the thought that counts. If you,
this is a good show.
If you're intending,
you know, this show, we change lives 1 week at a time.
We change names.
That's it. It's the same four people every week.
I wonder if anybody hears their name mispronounced and says, you know what? It's an improvement.
I like that
name. It's better. 720 WGN, Home Sweet Home Chicago. You can be part of the show, too. 312-981-7200. The Mega Pros phone, photo, and text line. And we're talking a little bit about trades and vocation. Rose Pest Solution is hiring. Mega Pros is hiring. And for some of these, where do you get the education to do it? You can on the apprentice side. You can get it like on the job training. But also there's trade schools out there. And some are better than others. Right, Joe? I'm sure. Right? So, Ray, talk about that. So when we look at people having opportunities that maybe aren't the traditional 4 years school to pay for, there are other educational opportunities out there. There's funding available.
Oh, absolutely. So there are trade schools where they are eligible for federal funding. I believe if trade schools accredited by the Accrediting Commission of Career Schools, ACCSC, and if the school is accredited by the ACCSC, they likely are eligible for federal funding, meaning you can get federal student loans. And then also, if the trade school or program is longer than a 15-week program, then generally they'll be eligible for federal student loans. So you want to do a little bit of homework just to make sure that your chosen trade school is accredited appropriately and probably eligible for federal student loans. But I definitely encourage, you know, we were talking earlier about not just encouraging all students, no matter what their proclivities or their talents, to go to a four-year college. It's not for everybody. For some people, it's a tremendous waste of time and money. And to really sit and decide,
that sounds depressing.
Is this for you?
Hey, Do you need to? Billy Jr., this has been, like, we can all agree, an entire waste of time and money.
Well, it's a real conversation with parents. Like, yes. Don't tell me you're going to go to this college if you're just going to waste my money on tuition. You know what I mean? That's so, like, it's
Alabama's a big party school, though, Tracy. I know that. We talked about the tailgates.
Yes, it's a big party school. Fortunately, my daughter was an athlete, so she was held to a little bit higher standard.
Well, so think about, you mentioned a little bit, whether it's like the teachers or the, and of course, that's the background for Tracy's daughter, or the, you know, maybe healthcare professional. Are there certain on the loan side where you would say there's more of a need, or you should look at financing it? And then are there certain vocations where, you know, there's plans that where it is more supported, whether, because you had mentioned some of the callers called in, even because of their background, they have advantages just because of, you know, where they work.
Right. Well, for example, we know that veterinary schools and schools for chiropractors. So schools to become a chiropractor, it's very, very expensive for some reason. Same thing with veterinarian school programs. So you really want to take a look at what the job opportunities are, what you're going to be earning, and what those student loan payments are going to be. Is it worth it? Are you sure that that's the career path that you want to take? Because it's very expensive. And unless you have a fantastic job lined up, you might want to really look at whether or not it's worth what they're going to be charging. I mean, we're talking $70,000-$80,000 a year.
Wow. Ooh,
yeah.
On the automotive side, and we talked before the break a little bit about that, that whole job has changed. You know, the thought of your auto mechanic, you know, on every corner kind of thing. Now these are specialized with jobs with training and a lot of education that goes along with it.
Right. So just to start, you have to have an ASE certification. And so that takes usually 18 to 24 months, depending on how you apply yourself. But then once you get beyond that, any of our technicians that are going to do any warranty work for Ford at all have to be certified with Ford as well. So we have to pay for, a lot of times we're paying for their ASE certification, but then we'll also pay for their other certifications for transmission or drivability or diesel or whatever it is that they're working on. And we don't get paid our warranty repair from Ford if they're not certified in that field.
How do you hire?
We hire a lot of people out of UTI, which is not a urinary tract. it's universal technical
because they've
Institute.
Had treatments.
How
they
come,
no longer.
How come your brain went there? I didn't even think of that.
I don't know. I just you looked like you had that look in your eye. Yeah, just.
I had some family members go there for school.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so it's in Glendale Heights. It's right near our dealership. So we tend to pick people out of there. I also speak to the high schools that are near us and try to find people who are on that path to try to coach them in that direction and maybe try to pay for some of their schooling if they
when
come
I
to
I went to high
us.
School. There was an automotive class.
At Davia?
That's no, what it was East Lydon. Back then.
Oh, okay.
Back then.
Yeah.
Way back then.
Yes. Yeah, so, it was so funny you guys mentioned that. It made me think of, like, I wonder what the health insurance program is over at Ford and if they'll cover a urinary tract infection. but
do you?
No. But so you'll get people in, and I think that's important to note, too, is you can get in on, I mean, sort of the ground floor. You have to have, you know, some basic skills, but then you'll help them get to become not only, you know, better compensated, better trained, just a more valuable employee.
Right. And we've learned a lot through the years with this. We used to try to pick the top technician from their field at UTI. And what we were doing was we were picking people from, well, we had a guy from Minnesota, we had a guy from Michigan, we had a guy from Nebraska. The problem is once they finish their certifications, they go back to where they're from.
Sure.
So now we're trying to pick local kids, which is why I'm starting at the high school level now for kids that are going to go to UTI and then groom them into being a technician for us.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, back to that point, with Mega, you can work while you're learning, meaning there's no better investment than that.
Well, you mentioned that, and Mega Pros is hiring, and so you're bringing people in. They have to have, obviously, an enthusiasm for the job, and they can learn on
enthusiasm,
the job.
Enthusiasm, number one. Boom.
Now, got but it. Do you have, like, let's say you need them to learn certain skills that they can't learn on the job. Do you ever, like, send them to this, or maybe, I guess, spend a certain amount of specific training time with them, or
so
how does it work?
In Mega Pros, you have exactly that. We would have a tile guy for you, right? So we have those individual experts or pros that can teach you anything from electrical, plumbing, HVAC, right down to caulking a tub.
So they'll travel with them on the job.
With them, or again, they can apprentice for that trade.
Nice.
Do they have to learn the jingle?
They don't even know what AM radio is.
The candidates that are welcome to apply for any of our open positions do not need to go to any school. As long as they have a high school diploma, we do all of it from there. We have benefits, health insurance, and 401k, and vacation time, and all that. You even get to use a company vehicle if you're a service professional. So there's a lot of perks to working in public health. And it's not always about killing bugs, and it's not always disgusting.
It's not?
It's about being
Wait
outside a lot of times.
Oh, okay. So you get outside, you're helping people,
and helping people, yes. So as long as you have people skills, you are qualified.
It seems like there's a lot of opportunities out there. That's one of the things. And then also opportunities to help get a pay. We had one question from the 630 for Ray. It's like, can I use 529 funds to pay for Parent Plus loans?
You can. So as long as you can show that the money from the 529 went to pay for tuition, I believe even if that's paying off federal Parent Plus loans, should be okay. I just want you to check with your accountant before doing it, though, because there are rules. I just don't want you to take a tax hit if for some reason that's not deemed to be paying the tuition directly. You might have to pay the tuition directly.
And for the listeners that may not know, the 529, like what is that, like you just pay in a certain amount over time and it accrues tax-free or something
right.
like that?
Right, it's a college savings account for your kids, and it so it's tax-free as long as it's in the 529. And then if you use the funds for something other than tuition, then you take a tax hit on however much you take out. But a lot of people also, you know, are interested in how to get their kids to qualify for more of their own federal student loans as a student borrower. One of the ways is if one of the grandparents can be the trustee of the 529, then that doesn't count in FAFSA to determine what your student might be eligible for in their own federal student loan. So it's kind of a little bit of a workaround so that your student might be eligible for a little bit more of their own federal student aid.
End result that everybody wants is to be able to, you know, pop out on the other side with the education you want and a financial situation you can work with. Of course, Ray can help you navigate that. We're going to take a break and we come back more Home Sweet Home Chicago. So keep it here, 720 WGN.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
720 WGN. It is Dane in for David Hochberg until 1 p.m. today, and you can be part of the program as well. 312-981-7200 for the Mega Pros phone, text, and photo line. Our stars in studio today, we've got Ray Kaplan, student loan lawyer, Tracy Kahn with Joe Cotton Ford, Janelle Iacchino with Rose Pet Solutions, and Joe Hogle with Mega Pros. And so, Joe, this is like spring is one of those times, and so you wanted to get, you know, put out the word that the hiring is there and the trades as a career and all the benefits that you're seeing from the employees that work with you. And so what are they working on? Spring is the time of year when everybody started to think home improvement projects. I know we are.
It is true. What are you doing?
Well, I'm just thinking about it. Oh. But you're here to inspire me. I'm just open. My mind
is open.
What would
you do right now if you could do something?
Ooh, maybe kitchen, like a new kitchen-y kind of thing. You know,
is your kitchen old?
I mean, it's not super old, but
what's wrong with it?
Well, like, is this the customer service like plan?
No, this is his psychoanalyst.
What's wrong with your Well, I don't know. Want to update some cabinets, maybe even like the whole remove the wall thing. When you said that, I was like, yes, remove a wall, like make it bigger, right? Because the kitchen's, you know.
So do you have an adjoining room that you could tie into it?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like a dining room used to be?
Kind of like, yeah, kind of like that.
So dining rooms are going away in that fashion, right?
But there's a wall in between, but it's, you know, but you could take it down and then make it one bigger space.
Out, you would get a longer run on that back counter against that outside wall.
Yeah.
Right? So we're doing so many of those, Dane, and we're good at them. We're good at the research it takes to even confirm that you can take that. You could take out any wall. How much it's going to be to take out that wall is a different thing, because you might have to reroute your heat, your electrical.
Or if it's a load-bearing wall.
Load-bearing, yes. And again, depending on what's above and what you want to do with that header, right? So to bury the header where it's a flat ceiling is more expensive.
One of the other things that worked, and I'm sure people are doing now, is you get it a little bit nicer. People are looking at, you know, porches, like screen porches and things. I don't know if you guys build those, but those are always really cool to have.
Right. We really can help with any kind of thing like that. So if you say, I want a screen room porch, we can make a small drawing for you. And if you can visualize it, you're all set. Or we can get an architect involved.
Okay, I'm writing this down. So,
awesome.
So those are some of the options. If you're able to save some dollars for the listeners out there on your educational side, maybe you'll have some dollars to put towards your screen porch or maybe expanding.
Oh, don't send the kid to college and get your kitchen done.
Wait a minute. So this is the perfect plan. Send my kid.
Just have them get a loan from, or have Ray help them get a loan.
Have them get a loan on the trade school.
And put it into your kitchen.
Send them to work for Joe.
Right.
Then they can like practice right, on your own stuff.
Keep
and plus there's probably some sort of a, you know, employee discount for Mega Pros, maybe, right? No, maybe not.
Absolutely not. I can't even get anything done on my house.
We gotta rework it. Okay, so some of the questions in 312-981-7200. You can add your thoughts, your text, your questions as well, the Mega Pros phone, text, and photo line. From the 847, this is a question for Ray Kaplan. My son is a minister. Sounds like the start of a, you know, a train is traveling at 60 miles an hour.
I've never been able to say that at my house.
No. In New York State, and I think most of his loans are from the seminary. Right. Are any of those covered by any of this? I keep trying to get him to call you, and he won't because he doesn't think there's any way he can not pay it back. So, but maybe there is.
Well, there really might be. So under the new Biden, let me start over. So the Biden administration decided to kind of overhaul the public sector loan forgiveness section of the statute. So it applies to priests and ministers because they're basically working for a not-for-profit, for a church. So it might be that if her son has been making any kind of payment on those loans from October 1st, 2007 forward, that we might actually be able to get his entire loan balance forgiven under this new kind of expanded PSLF program. And that's only good up until October 31st, 2022. So I just had a client very recently who had been working at a college and making payments that would previously not qualify. We just got her $242,000 in loan forgiveness under this same section of the statute. So he should definitely call me and we should go over it because we might be able to get the entire thing wiped out tax-free.
That's one thing, is that you should at least check it out, right? You should at least explore it, because just to say like, oh, you can't do anything about it, you never know.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
You never know. From the 630 and from the sort of jobs and opportunities standpoint, municipalities need water operators, and you can learn on the job and get your credit hours in. Many municipalities will pay for your training, and we always need clean water. So that's another one that is out there as well, mm-hmm. you know, that you're seeing as one of the things that are happening. And then, so this is, okay, we already talked with her. Joe, you had mentioned cracks in the concrete, and you saw one of the texts that came in from that. This is the time of year where maybe, I guess, because, you know, the expanding and contracting, right? People are seeing more cracks in things like
that. Now you're trying to be like, I think that's just as plumbers.
Oh no!
Is that a stereotype, or is that that's? It's pretty true. It's pretty true.
You know they make long T-shirts for that now.
Is that it? Is there like plumber specific T-shirts, like fashion? I'm sure there is.
Well, that's cool that you asked me a question and all you guys talk.
Well, I took my hand down from behind your shirt.
So the concrete, the picture.
Yeah, like you had mentioned. Yep.
Right. So it looks like a brand new stoop and walk. And if that was done just before winter, you're going to get a fissure crack across the top, meaning that's nothing. If it was just done, have your concrete guy come back and fix it. And he can.
So is that one of the things that you're hearing now where people call, you know, and they may not need like a kitchen or a wall removed, but they're saying they're calling you with things, or they're things that are maybe specific to springtime that people are dealing with.
But I mean, sure, it's just everything around your house, Trace, right? So you've got siding damage, or you can have trim damage, that kind of thing. I'm looking for something that would entertain people. Dane, did you have any ideas?
Entertain people. Well, we can contemplate that during the commercial break.
No, I'm saying it's just springtime around your house.
What about removing the wall? Can we remove that wall?
Can you remove that wall? The answer is yes.
Okay? It just depends on how much money you have, right?
But, well, money and time.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's going to boil down to that. But the truth of it is we are good at that wall removal, like I said.
How is it right now with supplies, so, you know, like cabinets and
supplies? When you jump out of a cabinet and go, supplies!
Oh, no.
That's when you do it in Japan.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
Supplies.
We're going to contemplate all of you. We have some great questions. Plus, your thoughts too. 312-981-7200 for the Mega Pros phone, text, and photo line. A quick break, and then we'll be back with more Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
720 WGN.
Nobody's safe here.
Home Sweet Home Chicago, in for David Hochberg until 1. And with our all-stars in studio, Ray Kaplan, student loan lawyer, Tracy Kahn with Joe Cotton for Janelle Iacino with Rose Pest Solutions, and Joe Hogle with Mega Pros. We've been talking about some of the things that people are doing on the project side, whether it's springtime or any other time. And Joe has mentioned that almost anything is possible. So the world is open to you. You just have to have a little patience right on the time side and the dollars to go ahead and do it. And during the break, and important, I think this for a lot of listeners, you know, sometimes it's the kitchen. Sometimes it's take down a wall. Sometimes it's the screen porch. Sometimes it's something totally different that people would want to do. And of course, Joe is there on the creativity side. So Janelle, you mentioned, like, you're like, Joe, what would it take to do?
Well, so I said, Joe, do you have experience building conservatories? You know, like...
No,
okay,
wait.
So you know, like on the Addams Family,
was like for butterflies. Or
well, okay, yeah. So like I'm thinking like a partially glassed in area attached to the house.
Sure.
Yeah. So you know how like on the Addams Family, Morticia
on the
has
Addams Family. Here's where you got my attention.
So Joe, when people like make their request and they preface it with you know, like on the Addams Family,
yeah.
You know that's where she feeds her like pet, like you know, man eating plants. And
you
stuff
know
like
what?
That.
It's I would picture you loving that show.
I do love that show.
Is there bugs on it?
There's pet man-eating plants.
There's everything on that show. I think that Morticia feeds that plant steak, if I'm not mistaken. But the reason I'm asking is because I've been, you know, tossing around the idea of building a house. And I'm certainly not going to buy a house in Chicago right now. It's unrealistic. But, yeah, I have
Where
some dreams.
Go?
I would probably go closer to my brother out in...
Marengo?
No, DeKalb.
Oh.
Yeah, to be close to the fam.
Marengo's good.
Would that also be because there's less restrictions on what kind of man-eating plants you might be able to have in your house?
But no, I was just like, I was just curious, you know, to what extent does your team, you know, if we dream it, can you build it?
Oh, that sounds good. So the answer's got to be yes.
We're building a pool house right now.
Cool. Okay.
So that the pool house is going to be attached via long hallway.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm dreaming of my ideal house, and maybe you'll be part of that
but
project.
Are you saying more like an atrium, a part in the middle that's open?
No. Nope. Just like off the kitchen or something, or off of the dining room with some giant windows. Skylights. With those, yeah.
Like, would you have tropical plants?
Yeah, lots of plants.
Okay.
Man-eating plants. No, I'm just kidding. So,
but we talked about this because I know I work with a lot of realtors all throughout Chicagoland, all the way out in DuPage County, too. And a lot of them are just constantly talking about, well, yeah, it is far from city. they're talking about limited inventory. So I think a lot of people are, you know, either doing enhancements to their existing homes or, like you mentioned, they're buying homes, settling on things that aren't exactly their ideal situation. But you can change that.
But you can look somewhere like Marengo. So you'll get the land and you get an older house that you can actually fix up.
Cool. So a lot of options.
One of the things that makes Janelle great is her excitement and enthusiasm for what it is that
about
she does.
About everything.
Well, but specifically about bugs.
Oh, yeah.
That's, and things like that. This thought. She's mentioning a conservatory and you know, somewhere she can like revisit and enjoy sort of, you know, the great moments of her job. Do you ever... Is there a sort of like a hotline, maybe a red bat phone, where someone in the field finds some sort of interesting, really crazy, cool bug?
Oh, yeah.
And they call Janelle, like, I've got...
It's an open communication. One of these. I tell all of our new hires, like, if you see awesome stuff in the field, text me, call me, any time of day. I don't care what it is. I want to see it.
Now, do you ever change my mind? We're not doing a conservatory for you. That would wind up with... Every living creature in it wouldn't be safe.
No, it wouldn't.
It would.
Believe me.
Don't you have scorpions in your house or something?
I do not. The only one that I have is preserved and it's not alive.
No, what do you have? Cockroaches or something?
I do have Madagascar hissing cockroaches, but that's
for studying
school
purposes.
Visits. Yeah. And I will say tomorrow we have a big sold out event happening at the Cole Children's Museum. Touch a Truck is happening and a couple of the Rose crew will be there for
kids. What does it have to do with bugs?
It doesn't sometimes. You know, that's the beauty of it.
Where are you going? Say it again.
Cole Children's Museum in Glenview.
Nice.
Touch a Truck. There's going to be all sorts of big trucks for kids to climb through and stuff.
Nice.
We sponsor it every year.
This ties into what it is that we're talking about here is that you mentioned maybe someone's portfolio can go up or down, but the money in the house and home values are raising and everything.
Now's a great time to put your money in your house.
And then on the finance side, too, where Ray may have a thought, but is it where you can do sort of those like renovation loans, right, where you can get this house that's not perfect, but you can imagine it, what it would be, and get a loan where you can do that work created into this thing? thing with a conservatory. And then it's got this extra value to it, but it's all built into sort of the project. You can get a loan to do the whole thing at once.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Cool. No question. Good deal.
You could do it because you're a stable money producing machine.
Is that on the business card?
Serial entrepreneur.
Serial entrepreneur. I know that I'm not supposed to talk about that, but you're highly qualified.
Stable money producing machine. That's great. That's high praise.
Thank you. Coming from Joe.
So we're going to go around the room in the last minute or so that we have and maybe give the contact information one more time. So Ray, student loan lawyer, how can people get a hold of you?
Sure. Our website is financialrelief.com or give us a call 312-294-8989.
And Janelle Iacino, Rose Pest Solutions.
Yes. Visit rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote or call 1-800-GOT-PESTS.
Tracy Kahn, Joe Cotton Ford.
You can reach us at 630-682-9200 or at joecottonford.com.
Joe Hogle with Mega Pros.
What's the jingle?
Is there some? Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know a jingle.
Okay, we're going to sing it. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
847-658-8989.
And that's why I was wondering if Ray was happy.
Wait a minute. So, Joe, who came up with that? Like, was that something that I got this song in my head? Or was it like a
jingle?
Yeah.
The jingle is about 35 years old. It's a local guy. He was working here. I forgot his name now. Steve something.
And came up with it, and it's turned into one of these iconic things, right?
You play anything long enough, and it'll drill into your head. That's how they torture people in some countries.
With your jingle?
With my jingle.
Oh.
We were torturing the bus drivers in McHenry County with it.
What? So,
all the kids on the bus.
It's very pleasant. I don't know, torture.
Torture. If you're a bus driver and you got screaming kids in the back of your thing.
Were they all singing it?
They were all the kids.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
So, Joe, now that the jingle is out there for people that need some home improvement or want the job, like, where would they go website-wise for
opportunities on it?
Megapros.com for the hiring side. Well, I want to thank everybody that listened to the show. Thanks to everybody who participated. And, of course, best to Dave Hochberg for allowing the opportunity to sit in with you guys.
Yeah, you did really good.
Oh,
well, I hope his butt lift goes well.
Yeah.
The butt lift?
Yeah, David's butt lift.
He wants to take it up way high.
Yeah, he said he wasn't going to have to wear shirts anymore. He'd just get some giant pants.
Leading into spring.
Right? His belt will be around his neck.
I'm sure. Well, best to Dave, too. And you'll see him next week and hear him next week. Thanks for listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Mega Pros Home Improvement and Restoration, Joe Cotton Ford, Ray Kaplan, and Rose Pest Solutions. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit wgnradio.com/homesweethomechicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.